Welcome to the Five Pastors. You may have tried it all, but still aren't satisfied with the answers you found to the question, how then shall I live? Lighthouse FM Radio is pleased to provide this daily half-hour program to guide you into a closer walk with God. Join us now as Pastor Etienne Hirushimana shares today's message.
Today, I would like to talk on the topic of becoming familiar with God's voice. Let's pray together. Our loving Father, we thank you for this time you have set apart for us to be in your presence, to hear from you and to learn more about your desire towards us. Bless us now, O Father. Banish the devil. May he not be able to interfere with the work you're about to do in our life at this moment. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Friends, I want you to take a moment to listen right now. What do you hear? You see, oftentimes we are too busy in our life to notice all the sounds that is around us, let alone realize how they are affecting each one of us. The radio noise is on, the television is on, the laptop is on, the cell phone is on, the kids are playing in the background, and we are surrounded, we are bombarded by so much noise that it makes it so difficult for us to hear God's voice when he is trying to communicate with us. Just simply a voice that will tell them who they really are and what is their purpose of existence on this earth. So which voice are you listening to, my friends? I just want you to let you know, for those who know me, I just want to let you know that I did not become a Christian because my parents told me so. As a matter of fact, for those who knows me, growing up, I was a very stubborn young man. And the reason I was a very stubborn young man, I always been a type of person who needed some sort of proof of why we do what we're doing. And so even though I was born and raised in a Seventh-day Adventist family, I was still searching for myself. I told myself that I needed some kind of proof, some sort of proof that the one I was going to place my hope in was indeed true. I can remember for 1 year, at least 1 year of my life, I spent time reading and searching and studying what other religions believe in this world. So I began to study about Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Zainism, Sikhism, and what other Christian denomination believes. During that time of my life, I was carefully studying and seeking to find answers to the many questions that I had. And believe me, I was asking very difficult questions. I was hoping that just maybe I will hear some kind of voice or a call or a noise that will help me understand and answer the difficult questions I had. But as I studied, the more lost I was becoming, as I searched in different religions, I could not find answer that would satisfy my hungering soul. And just like me today, there are thousands of people who are searching for a reliable voice of authority to guide them in their life, patiently waiting and searching. As for me, it wasn't until the day, for the first time in my life, I picked up the Bible and began to read it for myself. You see, the Bible started to speak to me. In the words found in the Bible, the words from the Bible consisted of answers to the difficult questions that I had. The Bible began to speak to the issues that was taking place in my life. The Bible started to speak to the reason that I exist today and where the world is heading today. And so the Bible consisted of all the answers I was looking for. And since then, I have found peace. I have found joy. I have found hope for the future. Did you know that the Bible is also known as good news? The Bible is known as good news. As if you were to open the Bible today, the Bible consists so much good news that will give you power to overcome the difficulties of this life, to overcome the life worries, to overcome your enemy. The Bible consists truth that you are longing and searching for. The Bible can satisfy the hungering soul. I mean, when was the last time, my friend? When was the last time you heard someone say, I was a drunkard, a disgrace to my family, my wife left me and took everything I had. Oh, I was so broken until I began to study my mathematics and my multiplication table and said, saying I have found so much happiness. I feel like dancing and singing all day long, for my heart is at peace. Have you ever heard anyone ascribing their salvation from drunkenness and sin to multiplication table or to science? Of course, you have not. But if thousands upon thousands of people have said, I was unhappy and heartbroken. I had no reason for living at all until I heard God speaking to me through his word. And now I know the living Savior. The Bible strengthens us in weakness, my friends. Cheers us in uncertainty, and it soothes us when we are weary. It shows men and women how to live courageously and how to die without fear. The Bible speaks to the heart. It deals with the experience of humanity, birth, love, marriage, parenthood, and death. Scripture remedies the deepest wound in human nature. Humanity fell into sin and the misery resulting from it. And so the Bible comes in and remedies and restores and reprograms our mind in which way we should go, that can lead to a road of satisfaction and peace in eternity in Christ Jesus. And most Christians today can testify to that. Almost every Christian in the world can share a testimony of how the Word of God has changed and impacted their lives in the most powerful way. Every Christian has a testimony about the Word of God and how the Word of God has encouraged them along and led them to truth. One day I was telling my old boss my testimony at work, about how God called me out of this world and about how the Bible has given me so much truth. And so today I live a life without fear. And I was talking about how the Word of God has given me victory over drunkenness and all the stuff that God has helped me through his Word. Oh, you should have seen my boss's face. He got very angry and he looked at me straight in the eyes and said, this is why I do not understand you Christians. You always say that you have heard God calling you out of the world. How come I have never heard God's voice before? That is why I do not believe in him. I need some sort of proof that God exists. I mean, what do you say to someone who raises such a concern and such a question that is so genuine that many people are wondering today? As a young Christian, of course, I stumbled and I was troubled. I didn't know how to answer such a question because it was a genuine question. He said, Etienne, how come I have never heard God's voice before? And I'm not going to believe in a God that has not given me some sort of proof that he exists. And so how would you answer such a question if it is raised towards you? And so I was struggling, and so I began to pray in my heart, Lord, allow me to respond to my boss. And so the Holy Spirit actually enabled me to look at my boss straight in the eyes, and I replied to him with a question. I looked at him straight in the eyes and said, boss, how are you going to hear a voice you are not listening to? And not often does anyone respond to a voice they are not familiar with. Boss, is it possible that God is using me to communicate with you? Is it possible that God is using me to reach out to you? But the only reason you are not responding is because you are not familiar with his voice. Because the Bible tells me, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, those who ask will be given, seek and you'll find, and if you knock, the door will be open to you. And that is a promise from God, my friend. If you search for him, he will be found. In other words, hearts that are genuinely searching and seeking, they shall find God. And friend, I really want us to understand this morning that not oftentimes will anybody respond to a voice they are not familiar with. I want you to indulge me for a second. I want you to use your imagination with me for a second. Imagine yourself walking in the mall, and there's a huge crowd of people, and you're walking, and you're bumping against people. Then all of a sudden, a voice calls out to you. But you do not recognize that voice, but you have heard your name. How quick are you to respond to that voice? How quick are you to respond to that voice? Maybe in that moment when you hear a voice calling your name you are not familiar with, your first response, your first think in your mind is, perhaps there is someone else among all these people who has my name. But what if that voice that called out to your name was your mother or your father, your child, your spouse? How quick would you be to respond? Is it possible that you will be quick to respond because you are familiar with their voice? Could it be possible because you are familiar with that voice that is calling out to you, you're quick to respond when they call your name? So unless you and I are familiar with the voice of God, when he calls out to us, we are not quick to respond. As a matter of fact, there are so many voices and noises in this world making so much sound that it makes it difficult for you and I to hear God when he speaks to us. You know, there's a great example of what I'm saying in the Bible. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3, and we're going to look from verse 1 to 4. 1 Samuel chapter 3. The Bible says that the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. Friends, I just want to pause there for a second, verse 1. The Bible said that the young boy named Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. Therefore, there were not many visions. We know that in the Old Testament time, especially in the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve, they were able to enjoy face-to-face conversation with God. The same way you talk to your mother, the same way you talk to your child, Adam and Eve were able to exchange conversation with God face-to-face. But the moment they acted in disobedience and ate the fruit, the forbidden fruit, that relationship between them and God was broken. And from that point, the way God communicated with man, he used his prophets. God was specifically come to one individual through a dream or a vision or sending his angel, and he will communicate with that individual and give them a message. Then that individual will go and share with the rest of the community what God was wanting them to do or behave or whatever it may be the message was. God spoke to them through prophets. So, but during this time, in the book of Samuel chapter 3, the Bible is telling us at this time, God was rarely communicating with his people. Man were not receiving vision from God. And so the boy Samuel was ministering in the house of the Lord. The boy Samuel was ministering under the high priest Eli, but yet he has never heard God's voice before. He was not familiar with the voice of God. Is it possible that individuals who come to Bible studies, but yet they have not become familiar with the voice of God yet? Is it possible there are individuals who are devoted to attending church, who are devoted to prayer ministry, but yet they have not become familiar with the voice of God? And so God is trying to reach out to them. God is trying to call out to them. But yet the noises of this world and the things of this world are keep them distracted from hearing the voice of God. Friends, so far we have discovered that the boy Samuel ministered under Eli in the house of God, but yet He is not familiar with the voice of God. And God is constantly calling out to him, Samuel, Samuel. But whenever Samuel hears that voice, he runs to Eli. Why? Because he's not familiar with the voice of God. Going back to the story, Samuel has never heard God's voice before. Verse 8 goes on to say, For the third time, God called the boy Samuel once again. Samuel. Again, Samuel got up and he went to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? I'm just assuming by this time, Eli is starting to think that this boy is annoying. Maybe Eli is getting annoyed. Why? Because this boy continued to interrupt his sleep. Eli was tired. Eli has been working so hard and he deserves a nap. He deserves to rest. But yet this boy keeps coming to interrupt his sleep. Can't an old man get some sleep in peace? Perhaps that's what Eli is thinking. But friends, there's something here I don't want you to miss. I want you to take for a moment to think about it. Why is it every single time God calls the boy Samuel, Samuel hears Eli's voice? Why is it that every single time God comes and calls the boy Samuel, Samuel runs to Eli? Is it possible that today God is using a voice that you are familiar with, trying to reach you, but you are not listening? Is it possible that God is using a friend or family member trying to communicate with you, but you are pushing them away? Is it possible that somebody's coming to your door knocking with a Bible, trying to give you Bible studies, but you are pushing them away, but God is trying to reach out to you? We do know that Samuel has been working under Eli for most of his childhood, and God is trying to use the voice of Eli to reach out to Samuel. So perhaps because you love nature, God will use nature to try to communicate to you. Maybe because you like music, God will use songs and music and hymns trying to reach out to you. As for me, friends, God used the Bible to reach out to me. God will use a voice that you are familiar with to speak to you. But you have to listen and respond. And this is another point I don't want us to miss today, friends. When we look at Eli's situation, when you and I look at Eli's situation, Eli is an old man. Eli has become blind. Eli wants to get some rest, but yet this young boy, Samuel, continues to come and interrupt his rest. So my question that I want to ask you today, just like Eli, how are you allowing God to use your voice in this world? You see, Eli was too slow to recognize that God was calling the boy. And that being said, maybe he was starting to get annoyed of the boy Samuel, and he constantly got rid of him. Friends, as you look in your life, who is God bringing your way, but yet you are pushing away? Perhaps it's that person that continues to interrupt you from your everyday life. Perhaps it's that person that is constantly annoying you, and God is leading that person your way so you can give them Bible study. God is leading that person your way so you can point them back to the cross. God is guiding that person your way because it is only your voice that they are familiar with that God can use to point them back to himself. Friends, it could be your neighbor that God is bringing your way. It could be your coworker. It could be someone sitting right next to you right now, and God is just waiting to use you to guide them to the cross. Eli was too slow to recognize that God was guiding the boy Samuel to him so he can give him some instruction on how he can build a solid relationship with God. Verse 8 says, Eli finally recognized that God was the one who is calling the boy. Verse 9 goes on to say, Eli told Samuel, go and lie down again. If someone calls again, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Samuel went back and did as Eli instructed him. The Lord came and called Samuel as before, and Samuel finally responded to God's call. Samuel finally responded to God's call. God called the boy Samuel, and Samuel responded, "Here I am, Lord. Speak, for your servant is listening." In the midst of this, the noises of this world, Samuel was able to say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." In 1 Samuel chapter 3 from verse 20, it was confirmed that Samuel became a prophet of the Lord. Why? Because he became familiar with God's voice and he was able to instruct others as the Lord instructed him. Samuel, after he entered into a dialogue with God, he was able to become familiar with the voice of God for his own. Not only did God use Eli's voice to reach Samuel, through that experience, Eli was also able to direct the boy Samuel to God. And the amazing thing is, after Samuel, friend, spoke with God, he too became familiar with the voice of God. Samuel was able to become a facilitator between God and his people. Samuel got to know God's voice for himself. He became familiar with the voice of God. And friends, I'm here to tell you today that God desires to have a personal relationship with you and me today. The Bible tells us that Jesus stands at the door of your heart and knocks, saying, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them and they with me." The exact same way God called the boy Samuel, our Heavenly Father continues to call everyone around the world. He stands at the door of your heart knocking. If you choose to answer to his voice today, if you choose to continue to walk with him daily, you will become familiar with his voice just like Samuel. Not only that, God will be able to use you to reach out to others so they too can become familiar with his voice. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 27 to 28, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My sheep listen to my voice." Friends, those who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ have familiarize themselves with the voice of God. And when Jesus calls, they recognize his voice. If you are Christ's follower, you should be able to recognize his voice. And he says, listen, if you have become familiarized with his word, no one will be able to snatch you out from his hand. Why? Because you have built your faith on truth. His word is truth. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and life." And Jesus says, he is the word of life. And the word of life is truth, my friend. And if you built your faith in the word of life, if you build your faith in the word of God, you have built on solid ground, and no one will be able to snatch you away. The enemy will not be able to snatch you away. The lies of this world will not be able to snatch you away. Why? Because you know truth. And just like Eli, brothers and sisters, if you choose today to lay Jesus in your life, you will open a door for your friends and family as well. You see, friends, God desires all of us to become familiar with his voice. God can use the things that you are familiar with to reach you. He can use music. He can use nature to communicate with you. He can use your pastor, your friend, or your parents. However, he wants you to move beyond that. He doesn't want you to just rely on your pastor. He doesn't want you to just rely on your parents. He doesn't want you to just rely on nature and music. God wants to enter into a personal relationship with you. He wants to enter into a personal dialogue with you. He wants you to become familiar with his voice. And how do we become familiar with his voice? We become familiar with his voice by studying and reading his word found in the Bible. If you want to become familiar with his voice, you have to become familiar with his word. Friends, God wants you to become familiar with his word. It is the word of God that's able to speak to your heart. in the midst of the noises of this world, in the midst of the chaoses of this world, in the midst of the pain and suffering, the word of God is able to pierce through a difficult heart and soften you, and is able to lead you and guide you and protect you in the path which you should go. And so if you are wanting to become familiar with the voice of God today, there are five divine aids we need to practice daily in order to familiarize ourselves with God's voice. Friends, this means spending quality time with Him, building honest and open communication with God daily. This can be done by reading your Bible daily. Make sure you make some time. Number one, make sure you make some time to read your Bible daily. Number two, spend time with Him through prayer daily. This is another way you and I can become familiar with His voice in the midst of busyness of this life. Make sure you spend time in prayer. Number three, meditate on scripture throughout the day, friends. Read the Bible, meditate on the scripture. Not only that, number four, fellowship with other Christians. It is important that we make some time to fellowship with other believers. Go to church, go to Bible studies, go to prayer meeting, go visit one another and talk about the word of God. Make it a part of your daily living by spending time with the voice of God. The Bible says all scripture is God's breath. And so it is important that we meditate on and think about it through the day. And number five, we need to share our experiences with others. We need to share our testimonies with others. We need to tell other people about how God's word has impacted our lives. The question I have for you, friends, have you become familiar with the voice of God? If you want to become familiar with the voice of God, Jesus is knocking at your heart. Respond. By responding, turn to the Bible. Spend time with Him in prayer. Meditate on the scripture. Fellowship with others. Share your testimony. Open doors for other people to come and taste and see that God is good, so they too can find victory over the lostness of this life. If that is your desire to say, Jesus, I want to become familiar with your voice, I invite you to open your heart to Him as I pray for you. Our loving Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your word, for the good news that is able to change our inner attitude during the darkest moments of our life, for that good news that brings joy and peace. And Father, we want that good news to reign in our lives. We want to become familiar with your voice, Lord, whenever you call us, so we can be quick to respond. When you tell us to move, that we move. When you tell us to remain, that we will remain according to your instruction. And so, Father, we pray that you give us hunger and thirst to seek after righteousness, to seek after your word, to want to spend time reading and studying it. So I thank you for each person that has received you today. Be their Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on The Five Pastors. Tonight's speaker was Pastor Etienne Harushimana. If you would like more information on what you heard in this message, feel free to email us, voar@voar.org. You're invited Monday to Friday at 10 p.m. for inspiring messages on The Five Pastors.